Hey guys, welcome back to the Miles Tech Podcast. This is going to be episode 2. Today we're just going to talk about some Apple stuff again, obviously, because it's pretty much an Apple channel. So, Apple just released iOS 12.3 to the public after 6 or 7 betas. I forget how many it was. But yeah, battery life's good. Bad, solid battery life-wise. Seems faster on the 6S, which I'm using 6S. And, so... yeah, that's the software. There's nothing really that much new, just a bunch of bug fixes. Something new, but it's not on my phone, so I'm not going to really talk about it. And at 1 o'clock today, which was 40 minutes ago, well, you'll be seeing this next week, so. Actually, no, you'll be seeing this tomorrow. I'm going to upload it whenever I want, because this isn't the Simple Life Podcast. So, I can upload it whenever I want. So, Apple just released iOS 12.4 Beta 1 a couple days after they released 12.3. To the public, actually updating, it says 5 minutes remaining, but you know that means like 10, 15 minutes more. And I'll have it, and then I'll probably do a full review on YouTube of it. Hopefully, I'm going to try doing those now. So, there's that. I'm thinking about upgrading to an iPhone XR in the near future, hopefully really soon. Yeah, so, I don't know really what to talk about. This could be short, but it's kind of stupid if you have a podcast that's like 1 minute long. But hey, you never know. So, I just wanted to come on here and tell you what's going on with Apple. I'm releasing some software updates. WWDC is about two or three weeks away on June 3rd. WWDC, for you guys who don't know, whoever's going to listen to this and doesn't know, it's Apple Worldwide Developer Conference. It's usually in California. I forget where it is this year. I'd have to look it up, which I don't want to make so much noise. But yeah, so usually they release tvOS, macOS, iOS, which is iOS is pretty much the big one that they usually talk about last because it's the biggest one that everybody has on the iPhone. And this year they're going to be releasing iOS 13, which is supposed to be a big software-wise, so I hope that's actually true because I would love... this has been a rumored feature for so... every year pretty much is a rumored feature and it never happens, so... but this year is supposed to be full true rumor 100% that we're getting dark mode finally on iOS. Because I know macOS has had it for like 2 years. Actually, it's been like almost 2 years. Since they got macOS Mojave, I think it is, and they have dark mode on that. So I don't know why iOS can't get it. Everybody was mad at the last year's event when iOS didn't get dark mode and Mac did, which is so stupid because more people use their iOS devices than Mac. So we're getting dark mode, so to get a couple redesigns, hopefully the icons change a little bit. It's kind of been the same since iOS 7 when they introduced iOS 7 after iOS 6 was... I liked iOS 6, but iOS 7 was probably my favorite software-wise so far. So, yeah, we're getting iOS 13. So, I'm actually going to talk about in a second what devices I think are going to be supported and why some aren't going to be supported, which is kind of obvious, but... yeah, so let's just jump right in. So for iOS 13, the rumored devices are iPhone 6S and up, but they're dropping the iPhone, but these are the phones, they're going to keep iPhone 6S and up. So the phones they're going to drop is iPhone SE, iPhone 5S, iPhone 6 Plus, and iPhone 6. I can see iPhone 5S, iPhone 6, and iPhone 6 Plus getting dropped, but I don't see the iPhone SE. I mean... it's the same specs as a 6S, just the screen smaller. So I figured maybe they should keep the SE. It should be SE and up. And they should definitely get rid of those other three phones because the other three phones have 1 GB of RAM. And I feel like the iOS should just be all the phones that have 2 GB of RAM would be SE and up, obviously, because they have 2 GB of RAM. But I think they're going to get rid of the SE because it's a smaller phone and they want to keep like 2 GB RAM phones that are bigger, like the SE, like the 6S, which makes no sense because... the 6S is older, technically. It doesn't have the same specs as SE. So, yeah, it's kind of stupid in my opinion, but hey, as long as we get that redesign, we get dark mode and some cool other... the volume, get rid of the volume HUD that's in it. I hate that stupid volume HUD. I hope they change that. Picture-in-picture would be nice. Better multitasking. They should bring... what should they do? I don't know. But they should definitely... do that redesign, make the phone a little faster, keep the 6S. I think the 6S will probably be, after this, iOS 14 will probably not get it, because I feel like iOS 14 will not, it's kind of going to be old, but I guess we'll have to see until next year. But yeah, so I don't know, we'll find out. But yeah, so Apple's crazy. Actually, let's get off of Apple for a second. So let's move it to OnePlus. That new OnePlus phone, OnePlus 7 Plus or Pro or something, I forget what it's called. For $650, you're getting good value. You're getting that new screen, which is, I can't even think of it. And I watched the event too. Crap. You're getting the awesome screen that they just did. You're getting the latest Android processor. You only have to wait 2 years for a software upgrade, for software updates, which is good if you're on Android, because it's usually like 3 or 4 or 5, 6 or 7, whatever, because it takes forever because iOS is better. But that's a different topic. So yeah, that phone looks wicked good. The colors are pretty sweet. I like that blue color. If they made an iPhone like with that blue color, oh my god, if iPhone looked like that OnePlus 7, that's only $650 for a great value. I would still buy it. Like, that's such a steal for how much you're getting. Like, this camera, the pop-up camera looks kind of cool. But yeah, so, I don't know. I just thought that would be cool if you got, like, the pop-up camera on an iPhone. That'd be cool. And bring back, please, Apple. Please bring back 3D. Please, Apple, bring back Touch ID. Put it under the screen like this, like the OnePlus do. Just steal it, honestly. I mean, this video is going to get flagged for saying that, but just steal it. You steal everything else. Why can't you steal that? Like, I don't know. It's freaking stupid. But, yeah. So, also follow the Simple Life podcast on social media. It's a podcast that me and my friend Evan are going doing right now, so I'm going to shout it out in this episode. We have an Instagram, which is just The Simple Life Podcast, all one word. Follow that on Instagram. Trying to get to 100 followers. We're at 27 right now, so let's try to get it by the end of the year. Simple. What's a Snapchat? Hold on a second. The Simple Life _1 is our Snapchat, and our Twitter is Life Simple is our Twitter. So that's a Twitter, and the Simple Life Podcast is just our Facebook. So you can also find us on YouTube. So, yeah. I guess, well, that's pretty much all I have to say to you about this. Go follow the Simple Life Podcast on Twitter and all the social medias. We really appreciate it. We're trying to get some more followers on there. Also, listen to the episodes all on YouTube. Yeah. And if you want to support this, just follow my main social medias, which is, hold on, I'm going to Instagram. My Instagram is just Ferris_Miles. Miles is MYLES, no caps. MYLES 2929 is my Snapchat, and Miles John Lame is my Facebook, which I don't want to know why I'm getting for that Facebook. Miles 1212 is my Twitter. So if you guys want to go give those a follow, appreciate it. Appreciate the support. And if you also say, gonna set up a PayPal account, so if you guys want to donate to this, so I can buy better equipment for this audio, for both podcasts, honestly. So, and Peace Tea sponsors podcast and the Simple Life podcast. Check out my, I'm gonna plug my, but yeah, so I'm gonna do that. What is my Spotify? I don't know why it's Spotify, but I think it's just Miles John Lehman Spotify too, so you can follow that. If you got any comment for more content I can post on this podcast, I might get some guests on Talk Tech. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this episode of Miles Tech. I'll see you guys the next one. Have a fantastic day. Peace. Go Apple. Love you. Bye.